Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the Pine Ridge to Mars rocket ship needs only a few finishing touches, and it'll be ready to make its initial appearance before the general public. The old fellows and their fellow astronomer, Professor Sloan, are getting pretty excited over the prospects of a flight through space. Squire Skimp seems to be the only unhappy person connected with this proposed expedition. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner's just entering. Listen.
Hey, Lum! Lum!
Come in. Abner, what's the matter? Something go wrong with the observatory?
No. Me and Cedric just want you to come over and look at the rocket ship, Lum. Well, we've been decorating it up with some red paint.
Red paint?
Oh, it sure looks fancy. You just ought to see it.
Hi, Granny. Abner, if you and Cedric been dabbing red paint around on that rocket ship, I'm going to hit both of you all over except the bottoms of the feet.
We ain't been dabbing around on it. We've been painting. That's what we've been doing, and I want you to come over and look at it.
Well, I'd love to. But I can't leave the store right now.
Well, you can lock it up for just a little while. It won't take long to run over there long.
Well, maybe later on in the day. Squire called up this morning and said he's coming over to see me. Huh? Said it's something important.
Well, bring him along, too. He'll more likely want to see it.
Well, I'll ask him when he gets here.
Aunt Gomer Bates dropped in and looked at it, and he said it was more streamer liner than anything he'd ever saw, even in the funny papers.
Gomer Bates?
Yes, sir. He liked the red lines we painted along the side of it.
Like. Red lines?
Yeah. You ought to see what we painted on one side of it. We got a sign on there, Pine Ridge to Mars or Bust. Oh, doggies, it sure looks fancy.
Just a minute. You ain't letting everybody in town come in there and look at that rocket ship, are you? We don't want all the folks to see it until we have the big launching ceremonies.
Well, I ain't showed it to nobody except Gomer. And Cedric, of course, he's been working on it. And Squire and the professor, they saw it.
Well, they're all right, but don't let nobody else get in there.
I won't.
We want to surprise everybody with it.
Surprise them, huh?
Yeah, we're going to get up a big crowd, and then I'll make a speech, and then we'll unveil the ship and hit it with a bottle of sarsaparilla like they do in them newsreels. And the band will play, I don't know what all.
Band, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, doggy, that's what I love to hear. I do love band music.
Oh, yeah. It'll be impressive, all right.
Yeah, what was that about hitting it with a bottle of sarsaparilla?
Yeah, you saw him do that in the moving picture newsreels.
Huh?
Most generally, it's a woman that does it.
Wow.
They hand her the bottle, and she breaks it on the front end of the ship. The radiator, I reckon you'd call it.
Breaks it, huh?
Yeah.
What'd she do that for?
Oh, I don't know. It's just an old custom. That's all I know about it.
What, don't she like sarsaparilla?
I don't know whether she likes it or not.
Well, she must not if she does that with it. Maybe she'd rather have lemonade, Lum. I know there's lots of women folks who prefers that. You reckon she'd like lemonade all right?
I reckon she would, but the idea is...
All right, we'll just make it lemonade then. Of course, I'll say one thing for her. She ain't very polite. She didn't want that sarsaparilla. Why, she ought to have just handed it back and said, I don't believe I care for none of this. Give me a glass of lemonade. That's what she ought to have done. Ought not to have got mad and broke the bottle.
She never got mad, Abner.
Well, I'd hate to be around her when she is mad, Dan. That's all I've got to say.
Look, Abner, this thing is an old custom that important folks have been doing for years and years. Wait a minute, there comes Squire.
Huh?
You better get back over to the observatory and help Cedric.
Oh, yeah. Well, did they make that woman pay for scratching up the front of the boat?
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner, forget about that.
Doggies, I'd make her pay for it.
Hey, sir. Howdy, Squire.
Hello, Ron.
Come on back.
Yes, oh, hello, Abner.
Well, howdy, Squire. Goodbye, me. I got to get back to the observatory.
Well, just a minute, Abner. I believe what I have to say concerns both you men.
Concerns us both, huh?
Yes.
Well, what is it, Squire? You sound like it was something awful serious.
Well, it's not so serious, Lum. It's just that, well, I regret to do this. And I want you men to know that I wouldn't even consider taking this step if I could see any other way in the world out of it.
Any other way out of what?
Lum, I've come here to resign as treasurer of the Lum and Abner Morris Corporation.
resign.
Yes, but with the greatest of reluctance.
Well, you can't resign, Squire. We're just getting started now.
Yes, I know, Lum, and I tell you, it makes my heart ache to break up this most happy and profitable business association.
But, Squire, you're the one that started this corporation.
Yes, sir, you asked us to appoint you treasurer. You said you wanted to be there.
That's what you said, Squire.
Yes, sir.
This whole thing was your idea. Fact is, you're the only one that knows anything about it.
Yes, well, I'm ready to turn over everything to you men, the unsold shares of stock and various documents and papers, including a few little bills. You'll get on to it in no time at all.
But we'd rather have you do it, Squire. You've been doing such a good job of it. This rocket ship's turned out a whole lot better since you started handling things.
It sure is.
We don't have to worry about expenses or nothing like that.
No, I've noticed that. Well, here, Lum, here's your papers right
don't
here.
Don't give them to us, Squire. You keep them.
I tell you, Lum, I'm resigning.
Oh, no, you ain't, Squire. You're too valuable a man. As president of the corporation, I hereby and herewith don't accept your resignation. Do I hear a motion to that effect? Vice President Peabody?
Yay.
Motion carries. There you are, Squire. Appears like you're still the official treasurer.
But, Lum, I tell you, I can't continue in that capacity.
Why can't you?
Well, it's just my regular work is getting too heavy these days, Lum. I'm a very busy man. Phone calls from Washington, telegrams and cablegrams from important men all over the world. I've just reached a point, Lum. I can't have anything more.
Oh, yes, you can.
No.
You've been doing all them things ever since we know you.
Why, sure you have, Squire.
Now, we ain't gonna let you go. You may as well just make up your mind to that.
You and him signed a contract, too, didn't you, Lum?
Yeah, that's right. That makes it legal and binding right there. You said yourself that was a legal contract you drawed up.
Well, yes, Lum, it was legal, naturally, but I'm willing to release you from that contract, Lum.
I don't want to be released. I'm happy just the way things are going right now.
Well, to be frank, Lum, I'm not.
You ain't?
No, sir.
Wait a minute. I believe I know what's troubling you.
What's that?
How much percents of what me and Wake was you supposed to get? I mean, what did it say in the contract?
Oh, I don't know. 25%, I imagine. But now, listen, Lum.
25, huh? All right, we'll make that 40%. Is that all right with you, Abner, or Vice President?
Why, sure. Squire's fixed it up to where we can buy a heap more things that we need for the rocket ship than we ever aimed on doing at all. So I figure it's fair enough if we give him more percent of all the money we're going to make. Yes, sir.
That's exactly how I feel. Well, I guess you'll change your mind now, huh, Squire?
Look, man, I may as well be honest with you. There might not be as much profit in this corporation as we first figured. Frankly, the sale of stock hasn't come up to expectations.
Oh, well, we ain't worried about that. You'll get it all sold for long. You're the best one salesman I ever knowed.
Well, evidently I'm not the man to sell this stock, Lum.
You're just self-unconscious, Squire, that's all.
Lum, do you know how much that I've been able to sell so far? One share of stock to, each of you two men. One to Cedric. He still owes me $7 on it. One to Grandma Masters and one to Mr. Pomeroy. And now Pomeroy wants his money back.
Well, don't worry, Squire. You'll get going. We know you will.
And here's another thing. Look at this stack of bills that you've been sending me. How am I going to pay all these bills with no money coming in?
Look, Squire, we know there's a lot of problems to figure out when you're just starting up a new business.
Sure.
But we know you'll get them figured sooner or later. Now, just don't worry about it. We ain't going to bail you out for this.
No, sir, we're going to be nice to you, Squire.
You'll come through. We know you will.
Well, Lum, I hate to have to be blunt about this, but, well, frankly, this is a losing proposition, and I want to get out from under it.
There you go, being self-unconscious again. I told you to stop that. Everything's going to come out all right.
Sure.
Look at the bright side of things. When you go out to sell that stock, always remember to smile and be cheerful.
Yeah, shake hands, be polite to everybody, and wear your clothes pressed and everything like that.
Right, be neat and friendly.
Have your shoes shine. Look your best.
Act sincere. Tell them how much profits and dividends are going to make off of this stock after we get back from Mars.
Yeah.
Get to be celebrities like you said we would.
Yeah, tell them how we're going to get into moving pictures and they're going to write books about our trip and all that.
Be friendly and neat and wear a smile for umbrella.
Yes, sir. Lum, I know all of that.
And try to recollect it then and use it every day.
Listen, Lum, can't you understand this? I've made a bad deal for myself, so now I...
Now, tut-tut, don't talk that away, Squire. You just follow our advice, and you'll come out on top.
On top, yeah.
Now, you go home and get some good rest, and then start out bright and early in the morning. Everything will look different to you then.
But, Lum...
Don't say another word now, Squire. We ain't blaming you for nothing. We still put an awful lot of dependence in you.
Yes, sir.
So run along now and don't worry about it.
Yes, sir. Lum, I...
Now, not another word, Squire. We know what's best for you. You go on over to the place and read a book or something, and we'll see you tomorrow. So long, Squire.
Yes, so long, Squire.
So long.
Take it easy, Squire. Granted, I've never seen him act this way before.
No, sir, me neither.
Lucky thing he come over here and got our advice.
Oh, it sure was.
Poor fella. You know, it's funny, but in all the years I've known Squire, this is the first time I ever realized just what's wrong with him.
Well, what is wrong with him?
Don't you know? Can't you tell?
Uh-uh. What is it?
Well, he's just got one of them inferiority complexes. He's too honest for his own good.